You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm living the dream in my brand new luxurious podcast suite. And by that, I mean the backseat of my Dodge Ram, baby.
That is right. That just goes to show you that Trey is going to give you some waiver wire knowledge no matter what. He is doing everything he can. Look at him posted up in the Target parking lot just to make sure he can get you guys what you need. But let's go ahead and get right into it. We're talking waiver wire ads for week 11. Let's go ahead and move on to our quarterbacks. I'm going to go ahead and start off with Kenny Pickett. 18 of 30, 199 yards, 8 rushes for 51 yards and a touchdown. He's got some rushing upside, it's starting to look like. Of course, he's not exciting to watch. You could get probably halfway through the game and realize that, I may have made a mistake. And then somehow he ends up getting you 25, 30 points.
You know? Yeah, man, Kenny Pickett. So his rushing upside is literally the only thing that you're looking at. I mean, don't get me wrong, he makes good completions and everything like that. But we've always known that he had good legs. And then once he really started taking off and showing it, that's when you can start streaming him. And that time is now.
Absolutely.
Moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad this week, we've got Ryan Tannehill. Nothing exciting about Ryan Tannehill, but he come back from that ankle injury and he put up 19 of 36 for 255 yards, 2 touchdowns against, he's going up against a Green Bay defense on Thursday. A lot of quarterback injuries. I think you can stream him this week.
Yeah. I don't hate the Tannehill ad. They're going against the Packers. That defense is pretty tore up over there. So, if you need somebody with a few bye weeks, throw Ryan Tannehill in there. I like it. Moving on to the next guy, I've got Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. Welcome back to the club, Matt Ryan. 21 of 28, 222 yards, 1 touchdown. Hey, new coach, new Matt Ryan. The team looks revamped. Even Jonathan Taylor was getting some work. He hasn't done nothing for us all year. Just an inch away from the gag bag, but my dude is doing it. Matt Ryan.
I like Matt Ryan a lot. The Colts finally, did what everyone has been wanting them to do for a while now, and that's put Matt Ryan back in the game. No, he's not the greatest quarterback ever, but he's a lot better than Sam Ellinger. And I think with the new coach and everything and the new scheme that they're going to work up, I think it'll be a lot better for Matt Ryan, and he's definitely worth an ad.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to our last waiver wire ad this week, nothing exciting about this one either. But like I said, there's a lot of injuries at quarterback. There's a lot of bye weeks coming up. So you got to stream some people. And Davis Mills, not the worst one out there. This past week he put up 22 passes for 319 yards and a touchdown. 300 yards out of your quarterback is all you're asking in fantasy. Most of his fantasy points are in garbage time. But it's okay because the Houston Texans are garbage. So they're always in garbage time.
No doubt. Yeah, Davis Mills is, again, not pretty, but can help you in a pinch. in a pinch. But let's go ahead and move on to our running backs, Trey. I've been talking about this guy. I mean, he's pretty much been on this waiver wire list 4 or 5 times now. But Rashad White looks like that ad might start to pay off. Obviously, they're on a bye next week, so this ad is not going to help you next week. But down the stretch, I think he's going to do big things for you. Last week, 22 rushes for 105 yards. I love it. Tampa's catching fire, and they're starting to understand that when Rashad White is on the field, things are clicking better, getting the run game going with Rashad White. Grab him if you can.
Yeah, I like the Rashad White a lot. I mean, a lot of these guys on our waiver wire ad for running back this week are going to be like spot weekly starts, but Rashad White's one of those guys that you can add and probably start the rest of the season and almost help you win your league. The way Fournette's things are going, I mean, I heard that the only reason, or well, Rashad White come out and said the only reason he actually got the start was because Fournette, something about his passport where he wasn't able to practice because he just got his passport 4 days before the journey. But I think there was more of a scheme there. He just didn't want to put Fournette out like that. So I think Rashad White's a great ad for the rest of season.
Absolutely.
But moving on to our next waiver wire ad at running back, we got Isaiah Pacheco. I mean, this dude rushed 16 times for 82 yards, and they're playing the Chargers coming up, who you always want to start a running back against. CEH had 0 carries. He was only in on 4 snaps. I mean, Pacheco owns the ground game on this team. I think you should go out and get him.
Absolutely, yes. Pacheco is doing big things. The rookie coming in might be the time to finally might be finally Pacheco's time. I like it. I like it a lot. Let's go on to Elijah Mitchell. 18 carries for 89 yards, and that's with CMC there. He out-snapped CMC. It's looking like they're going to want to do a split backfield here. And that means Mitchell has fantasy value. So keep an eye on Mitchell. Some people probably dropped him because he's only played in week 1, got hurt there. So, you know, keep an eye on him. They want to keep CMC as fresh as they can. And the way to do that is to have 2 guys running the ball.
Yeah, Shanahan came out and said that they want to do a 50-50 split with Mitchell and CMC, and that's how you keep them healthy, and that's how you keep them moving. And if both of them can get the work, both of them can get the start. So I like it. Moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad, it's back in Kansas City, Jerick McKinnon. He only had 1 rush for 2 yards, and you're like, what? But this dude had 6 catches, had 8 targets for 56 yards. He's been targeted 16 times in 2 games. Now, he's really just a flex option in PPR, really for just PPR situations with all the receptions he's getting, but he's worth a look for fantasy managers struggling to find any options. And the biggest thing about having 2 Kansas City running backs on here is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, they're done with him. Like, this 3-man monster just turned into a 2-man backfield, and that right there is fantasy value immediately.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jerick McKinnon, they want to use this guy and KC, and by golly, they're going to do it. Before we move on, we have a question, Trey. Liam says, rate my team. 12-man, half PPR, QBs. He says he's 1-10, I guess. QBs, Herbert/Deshaun, running back, CMC, Zeke, Foreman, Kyron Williams. His wide receivers are Keenan Allen, Hollywood, DJ, Rondell Moore, Juju Palmer, tight end, Mark Andrews, Schultz, injuries.
I'm saying rate it a 1 through 10.
Got it. Absolutely. It looks like injuries are hurting you here, huh, Trey?
Yeah, no doubt. That's, I mean, the best player I see on there is Foreman, and that's tough. But if it weren't for injuries, it would be a decent team. But there's a lot of injuries playing on that team. I hope you're checking waiver wire.
He's got CMC in there.
Yeah.
And Mark Andrews when healthy, and Rondell Moore, I believe, is starting to catch fire. So there are some good spots in this team. 1 out of 10, Trey. What do you think?
I would give it, I'm going to say a 6.5, just for injuries.
Yeah. No, I like that. 6.5. I'll go with 6.5. Yeah. Before we move on to our wide receivers, let's go ahead and get a word from our sponsor, and we will be right back. Support for 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. Manscaped over there doing big things. Trey, on the go this week. How's Manscaped helping you out, buddy?
Yeah, man. So I got my little man shed. It's got my lawnmower 4.0 and everything in there. I keep it with me traveling and I pop that thing out. Beep, 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 whoop, whoop, whoop. And there it is, baby. I mean, I love it. And I'm excited to take it on the go with me. I like to show people on the go. I'll be driving down the road. I'm like, hey, pull out my man shed back there. Check out what's in there. I'm like, promo code SUPERFLEX20, baby. Get you your own.
That's right. That's right. Manscaped.com. Use promo code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping worldwide. Wide. And guys, as always, Albert is popping in to say what up. That's my dude.
Big Al.
Always appreciate you, Albert. Hey, hit that like button for us, guys, if you're watching on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Let's go ahead and move on to the wide receivers here. Trey, let's see. I've got Julio Jones, 5 catches, 53 yards, 1 touchdown. Probably more of a deeper league sort of thing with Julio, or a streaming option for your buys and whatnot. But Brady likes him some Julio Jones, and he wants to get Julio Jones the ball, and that is obviously clear to this point. What do you say, Trey?
Yeah, I like Julio Jones. I mean, it's scary because you're worried about injury and everything like that with his history. But if he can stay healthy, the dude proved this weekend that he still has the ability to be really good for fantasy. So I think he's definitely worth a speculative add. Of course, they're on bye next week, but he's worth the stash for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to my next waiver wire wide receiver ad, I've got Kadarius Toney, baby, Mr. Faking Injury himself, just to get off the Giants. This dude had 4 of 5 catches for 57 yards and a touchdown, and also had 2 rushes for 33 yards. So he's taking over Clyde's work and some more. he appeared to be in the Chiefs' plans regardless with Juju being concussed. And he looks to be a decent wide receiver too going forward. So I like Kadarius Toney a lot.
I mean, yeah. I mean, who would have thought? Give him a decent quarterback and Kadarius Toney will shine. Yeah, absolutely. But moving on to the next guy, Christian Watson over at Green Bay. 4 catches, 107 yards. 3 touchdowns from Christian Watson. 40% snap share just for Christian Watson. I mean, they were running the ball a lot over there. But it seems like Rodgers is starting to trust this kid. And my only concern with Christian Watson is the injuries. It seems like every time this guy gets onto the field, he gets hurt. So just, you know, be mindful of things like that. But like I said, I feel like Aaron Rodgers is starting to trust this kid.
Yeah, I like Christian Watson a lot. I mean, he's finally starting to get it together with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers finally decided that, you know what, I've tried to work with every other receiver I got and it hasn't worked out. Might as well try this kid. And it worked out for him. So maybe they'll stick with it and be consistent. The injury thing is scary, but going forward, I think he's definitely worth an ad.
Yes, sir.
But moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad we have this week, it's Nico Collins, man. He had 10 targets this week, caught 5 of them for 49 yards and a touchdown. Brandon Cooks has too much division with this team, and Nico Collins is taking over the spotlight. You know, it's not going to be the best always because it's the Houston Texans, but it's better than a lot of these options. And in garbage time, I'd rather have Nico Collins than Brandon Cooks.
100%. I'm starting Nico Collins this next week because of buys. He's shining, like you said, over there. I mean, he's looking like the number one over there when, he was supposed to be the number two. I love it. But let's move on to our tight end waiver wire ads for week 11. I'm starting it off with Foster Moreau. 3 catches, 43 yards, 1 touchdown. I mean, basically this comes down to Waller is on IR. But for Moreau played 95% of the snaps. He does have a tough matchup with Denver coming up, but after that he gets Seattle and the Chargers. Now, if Derek Carr and them can get it together, this guy can help you out.
Yeah, I like Foster Moreau a lot. I actually like him in the Denver matchup. I think that with Denver's defense, you know, they're going to be really focusing on Josh Jacobs and Devontae Adams. I think Foster Moreau actually does a little bit better than people are going to expect out at the Denver game. But I think he's a great add, obviously. Derek Carr loves this dude. I mean, they've got a special bond. You can already see the connection.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, we got Cole Kmet. The shining star for Chicago, besides, you know, Fields. He had 4 of 7 targets, caught 4 of them, 74 yards and 2 touchdowns. The second week in a row scoring 2 touchdowns. And the Bears' schedule is made for him to continue doing that. I mean, they play the Falcons this week. And I love Cole Kmet. I added him this week. Zach Ertz is out for me. Boom, grab Cole Kmet. Let's go.
I'm glad that this guy is finally starting to shine. I love me some Cole Kmet. But before we move on, we got a couple questions popping in, Trey. Tommy Talaga popping in. Good, man, this guy, we've seen him a few times, man. We appreciate you watching, buddy. Absolutely. Any word on J.K. Dobbins? And should I drop Damian Harris?
Last I heard on J.K. Dobbins, he still has a couple weeks left on the IR. And even then, is he going to come back fully recovered and ready to go? I think maybe towards the end, like playoff time, like I have him on my IR right now. If you have an IR spot, I think he's worth putting there. But I wouldn't put him on my bench if I didn't have an IR. I think he's worth leaving on the wire. And as for Damian Harris, it really depends on the size of your league and what your waiver wire look like, but it's hard to drop a running back out here these days, because if Ramondre goes down for any reason, Damian Harris takes over and is the man again. I think I'm holding on to him unless there's just something super juicy to grab onto.
Sounds good, Trey. Makes sense. I'm going with that. And over on Twitch, Brooks says, "Hey guys, someone just offered me a trade for MPJ, Fournette, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And they get Eckler. Do I take it? I have Saquon and Zeke."
Who's MPJ? I'm trying to think of that abbreviation.
I know. MPJ, Michael Pittman Jr., baby.
Okay, Pity okay. City. Pity City. That's, yeah. All right, so Pity City, Fournette, and Amon-Ra, and they get Eckler.
And they already have ETN, Saquon, and Zeke. EPJ, Fournette, and Amon-Ra, and they get Eckler. Oof.
I think I'd take that. I think I would take the side of the Amon-Ra. I mean, you've already got ETN and Saquon, and Zeke is really relevant. But ETN and Saquon, you got 2 running back slots. I don't know, actually, now that I think about it, because you're flexing you're flexing Zeke, or at this point you're flexing Eckler, so you'd have to find a new flex. And would you really start Fournette or Michael Pittman? I mean, if you're really struggling at wide receiver and you desperately need a star, like if you had Kupp and he went down and you had nothing else, I think it's worth it for Amon-Ra. Just to help your team out. But other than that, I think I'm just keeping Eckler and having ETN, Saquon, and Eckler win my league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to agree with you. I just don't think Zeke is worth much this year. Also, just to add that, let's see. One more, Trey. 8-2, half PPR, Kyler, Chubb, Monty, Jamal Williams, Diggs, Debo, Boyd, Kelsey. Rate my team. Should I start Boyd or Jamal? Should I also trade Kyler since Warzone just came out?
I think you can hang on to Kyler. I think Warzone won't have too much of an effect. But I like Jamal Williams. I've been starting him every week, regardless of what anybody says, and he's done me just fine. So I like Jamal Williams over Boyd almost every week of the year. So.
Boyd is just not doing what we thought he would do. It seems like he only wants to shine when they got everybody on the field. Maybe that's just the offense that can't figure it out without Jamar Chase over there. But, yeah, I like it. You're 8-2. You're doing something right, buddy. Keep it up. And don't forget to, hit us a like, guys. Subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff. You know, we're giving away signed jerseys. We're giving away Manscaped performance packages, anything you could think of. We're giving away to people that subscribe to this channel. There's a link in our description right now. You can get free entries. Or, of course, I mean, you could always join our Patreon where we're helping you a little more one-on-one help with your leagues and stuff like that. And B Brooks says, thanks, y'all. Hey, anytime. It's so awesome to have somebody over here from Twitch. I love that. If you don't mind, if you got time, you know, shoot over to Fourth and Flex on YouTube and subscribe to the channel, buddy. Appreciate you. And there's TSS Fantasy says, what's good? That's my dude, Commissioner Cooper over there. TSS Fantasy says, can't wait for the Flex start of the week. A little segment I got over there on TSS Fantasy. Good stuff, if I do say so myself. But anyway, let's keep it moving, Trey. Let's go with the next tight end waiver wire ad for week 11. I got Harrison Bryan. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. Okay, so he had 3 catches, 15 yards, and 1 touchdown. Obviously, this is going to be for your deeper leagues. A streaming option until Njoku comes back. But, you know, it's really not looking too good on them tight end waiver wire streets, Trey.
Yeah, man, Harrison Bryan, I get it. I was at the game. I watched him do his thing, and it looked good. But also, Miami kind of shut down Cleveland. So I think in a different situation, he might do even better. So I think he's definitely worth an ad.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to our last, what does that say?
Waiting on Trey's segment. He's waiting on Trey's segment over there. Look, you see my boy Trey over there right now? He is sitting in a truck doing the podcast because that's how much he cares, bro. I promise you, he's going to get it together and he's going to get a segment going over there. We're going to figure it out, Kamish.
No doubt. Moving on to our last waiver wire tight end ad this week, we got Dalton Schultz, baby. He was 6 of 8 for 54 yards. He had 1 touchdown. He was 2nd in targets on his team behind CeeDee Lamb. He's pretty much over his knee injury. He's got 21 targets over the last 3 games. Him and Dak are really starting to get it back together, develop that relationship that they had, and kind of get it going. I don't think he's, you know, a top 5 tight end per se, but he's definitely worth a stream and if not a weekly start.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Dalton Schultz. I mean, the Cowboys' offense is looking a little rough these days, but Dalton Schultz is going to keep doing his thing. I like it. I like it a lot. But let's move on to the fun part. That's our top defense / kicker waiver wire ads for week 11. I'm going with New Orleans. Man, 6 sacks last week. I mean, the offense sucks, but the defense is humming. They got, as per usual with the Saints, you know, they got a couple of, seemingly, at least on paper, rough matchups. I mean, the Rams, though, is that a rough matchup anymore? I don't know. Start the New Orleans Saints defense if you need one to throw in there.
My defensive waiver wire ad this week is the Minnesota Vikings, baby. I picked them up in our league, ready to go, got them started in there. I mean, they're playing Dallas, but they held their own against the Bills and Josh Allen. So Dallas should be a cupcake walk in the park. I think the Vikings defense is forced to be reckoned with. I mean, their record shows that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Scary stuff over there with Minnesota, man. They're surprising me for sure. But a kicker, you know, that you could throw in there, Nick Folk. Look, this guy has been hammering them in because they can't get a touchdown. They can only get field goals. And Nick Folk coming off of the bye might be sitting on your wire. I mean, some people were too scared to drop him, which I understand. But pick up Nick Folk. He'll help you get some points.
Yeah, I like that Nick Folk ad a lot. My waiver wire kicker for this week is Matt Gay, baby. You were just talking about how the Rams are terrible. I agree. Cooper Kupp is out. Their offense is not going to be exciting to watch, but guess what? You still got to put up points on the board, and that's where they go with Matt Gay to kick it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like it, Matt Gay, in this place. But that's our waiver wires for week 11. Let's get into some trade that dude. Trey, what do you say, buddy?
Let's do it.
That That's right. Trade that dude. Here we are. We're going to talk about some guys that you could probably, you know, sell high or possibly buy low on your league. Let's go ahead and start with the sell high, Trey. What do you got for us?
My sell high this week is Josh Jacobs, baby. I think that Josh Jacobs, you know, teams are starting to figure out that they would rather have Derek Carr beat you than let the running back run on you. So they're focusing their game plan on Josh Jacobs, and their schedule down the road is looking really rough ahead of them. And they've already had, you know, ass whoopings by a weak team. So I think teams are going to focus a lot more on Josh Jacobs and let Derek Carr beat him in the face because they seem to win that way. So I think he's definitely a sell high, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been, you know, producing like we thought he was. I threw a bunch of trades out to try to get me some Josh Jacobs in my life, and now it's looking like the person who, you know, didn't take him, I made the right call on that one's what I'm trying to say here. So, right. John Jacobs, Jingleheimer Smith, he's done for. But my sell high is Leonard Fournette. Rashad White is emerging, obviously. It's hard because I really like Fournette a lot, but I think you can, you know, he's still putting up points. He's still fantasy relevant, but if Rashad White gets in there and starts smashing things, Fournette's production is going to go down, down, down.
Yeah, I like to sell high on Fournette. I mean, Rashad White just looks so good out there. I mean, breaking tackles and doing his thing. And even the veteran move of laying down and stopping the I don't remember what it was, but he laid down to stop the clock or something, and just plays that veterans make, not rookies, you know what I mean? So it's good to see him out there doing that kind of stuff on the field. I like that a lot.
How about that stiff arm, bro? Just wham.
Yeah, he's a monster.
And here he is, as if on cue, Patriot Sports Radio. What up, y'all? My dudes over there, guys, if you're watching the show, go check out Patriot Sports Radio. They are doing big things over there. But let's keep it moving. I got another sell high, Trey. I got Geno Smith as a sell high. Someone might need a quarterback. You know, maybe you could get something good out of Geno. He has been okay this year. I mean, he's been great, okay? But I just feel like that whole Geno talk is done, and we just need to move on from Geno Smith. What do you think, buddy?
Wasn't he your comeback player of the year on on the last episode? No, I think Geno Smith. I think you can keep Geno Smith. I think you can hang on to him. I think he's still doing pretty good.
I'm just saying, if your team's hurting, you know, you can probably let him go. But let's keep it going. Let's go to some buy lows for your fantasy team here. What do you got for us on a buy low, Trey?
So my buy low goes along with our waiver wire ad. Obviously, Elijah Mitchell wasn't dropped in every league. So if he is owned in your league, I think he's worth a buy low. I mean, he led the backfield with 18 touches to 14 for Christian McCaffrey. This surprised probably everyone that they would even work him in a little bit. The fact that it's going to be a 50-50 split, I think if he's not on your waivers, I think you go shoot a couple trade offers for him.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Elijah Mitchell, yeah. I mean, I had him in there as a waiver wire ad for a reason. And I mean, I think things are going to happen over there. I mean, he emerged as the back last year, and we thought he was going to run that backfield this year. And, you know, injuries proved otherwise. But yeah, I like that a lot. A buy low I've got is Amari Cooper. You know, he had a little bit of a rough game there, but don't forget Deshaun Watson is coming to a theater near you, and I think Amari's production is going to shoot up.
Yeah, I like Amari a lot. I literally just saw where I almost put him as my buy low just because he had such a bad week, so I like that a lot. I mean, that dude's definitely going to go off a lot more. He just had a rough week. Like I said, they were taken care of this week, so let's see what they do in the future.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, maybe you could, you know, get some Cortland Sutton maybe for some Amari Cooper. That might be something good to shoot out. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let's move on to the gag bag. The gag bag. Players that we are done with. We are tired of trying to rely on these people. These are people that we are dropping and dropping them like it's hot, baby. What do you got for us, Trey, in the gag bag this week?
So my gag bag this week, it's very clear. It's very easy to see. I mean, I'm dropping this dude in a 32-man league. And it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, baby. He's done. He's done.
Man.
It's sad, but he's done.
You're right. No, you're right. You remember like halfway through the year, the beginning of the year, we're like, look, y'all need to sell Clyde Edwards-Helaire while he is hot. I mean, people should have listened.
Yeah, and game four? After week four, I sent out 15 trades with Clyde. Nobody wanted him. And I was like, oh, I feel bad about this. And my intuition, it was right.
Absolutely, absolutely. They got something with the rookie and Jerick McKinnon back there, and I think they're going to use it. But my gag bag this week, and it hurts me, it pains me to do this, but Kareem Hunt. He's not doing anything this year, bro. I mean, I had high hopes for Hunt. I mean, he's been, you know, a decent fantasy productor through the last few years. But this year, Nick Chubb is running the ball so well that they don't need Hunt to do anything.
Maybe he's doing his best to get traded. You know, they didn't want to trade him. So he's like, cool, I ain't going to do nothing on the field and you'll have to drop me.
I mean, he's doing a good job then, I guess.
Pulling the Kadarius Toney, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you see Toney fake that injury and that touchdown?
No doubt. Yeah, he was really trying to rub it in to the Giants fans that he was fine.
Wow, bro. Just crazy stuff over there. Hey, it worked, I guess.
Right.
But that is it for the gag bag. It's that time where we get a little bit of trivia with Trey. Trey, what do you got for me this week, buddy?
So, starting off, it might be an easy question, might be hard. Depends on if you know your fields. Which NFL team plays at Soldier Field?
Chicago Bears, baby.
Hey, see how I gave you a hint? I said, depends on if you know your fields.
That's a good one.
next question we got, pretty simple. Only Brady fans would know this. Uh-oh. So let's see if you got it. What is Tom Brady's full name?
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.
I knew you would know that because I did not. And I was like, I guarantee you Josh probably knows this by heart.
What can I say, buddy? What can I say? That's my quarterback.
All right. The last question, just to give you a little spice. Who has the most total touchdowns by a team this season?
Most total touchdowns. So which team has the most touchdowns?
Right.
So
this season.
All right. Let me ask you this. Am I going to be surprised by the answer?
No.
Okay. Buffalo Bills.
That is incorrect.
Kansas City Chiefs.
That is also incorrect. Just to rub it in your face a little bit, the Philadelphia Eagles have the most total touchdowns by a team this season with 29.
See, bro, it's so funny how the year started out, Trey. Like, you were sleeping on the Eagles. I was like, yeah, I think the Eagles are going to be pretty good. And you're like, nah, they're not. And then they were good. Now I'm hating on them, and you're loving them.
But see, I come out right in the beginning, before the season started, and I said, I think I might be sleeping on the Eagles. And then every week, I was like, yes, sir. Yeah, I drafted Jalen Hurts. I traded for Sanders. I mean, what can you do? I like the team.
Man, hey, they took that L last night, buddy.
Still don't like A.J. Brown. And what'd he do last night?
Nothing, but he was nicked, bro. He was hurt.
Yeah, and I've called that. I called that, by the way. It happened. I don't care. I called it.
Chris says, why would you know that? I'm assuming he's talking about Tom Brady's full name, even with the junior. I'm curious. Did you have the junior part in your notes?
I did, actually, yeah.
Okay, just wondering.
Patrick Brady Jr., which means his father was Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
Senior. No. All right. So that's all you got for trivia, right?
That's all I got on trivia.
Great questions, buddy. I like that. I like that a lot. And Chris says, okay. Okay. So that's the trivia. Let's go ahead and get into some Thursday night football starts and sits. This week, we've got the Titans versus the Packers.
Over-under for this game is 41 points. Vegas has the Packers winning by 1.5. I don't know what kind of weird conspiracy it is for you to lose 5 games in a row and win 1, and then they pick you as the favorite over a team who's won 5 in a row. So, yeah, the Titans take this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, I want the Titans to win. That defense, I think, is going to be very good. I'm going to take the Titans also in this game, I think. I think they get it together.
Yeah, but, and, you know, Tannehill, I've heard some things about his ankle. Even if Malik plays, I think that they will win.
Ooh, I think I've seen Tannehill is definitely good to go. He's off the injury report, I believe, is what I read. So it'll be Tannehill and Derrick Henry's show. But let's get into some Titans starts. Now, this is not a very long list here. Derrick Henry, Tannehill, if you're, you know, maybe sweating it a little bit, just keep in mind it is Thursday Night Football, so it'll probably be a little bit of hopefully some production from some guys. I know you're thinking your boy Treylon Burks over there might do a little something. I hope he does. I really do. I really do. But I'm not willing to risk it by starting him. You got anything else for the Titans, buddy? It's a little bare over there.
Yeah, I mean, just don't hate on Derrick Henry for having a rough week. They all do, and he'll bring it back this week against the Packers, who have not had the greatest defense. Burks is going to get some play, but it's not going to be startable worthy, I think. If he gets a touchdown, I'll be excited, but it's not something that you can bank on. So I agree, leave Burks on the bench. And like we've talked about before, Tannehill's worth streaming. Other than that, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Especially in your two quarterback leagues, I'd say so for sure. I mean, there probably are some better options, but if they're not there, Tannehill will get you through.
No doubt.
Let's move on to the Packers, Trey.
Jumping in the Packers starts, I'm still not starting Aaron Rodgers in single quarterback leagues. I'll start him in a two quarterback league, but I don't even think he's streamable. I mean, he's had some rough weeks, and it's scary to start him. I know last week he went crazy, but I don't know how consistent that is. Christian Watson, I mean, you have to start him after a 3-TD week. I think that hopefully they work it out and they're consistent, but Titans defense is tough. Mm-hmm. I think he's still worth putting in a flex spot. Aaron Jones, you're starting that dude every week. I mean, what can you say? The dude's a monster. Lazard was limited on Monday and he didn't do much in the game. So with the Thursday game, I'm not relying on him in any situation. And then Dylan and Tanyan are all hit or miss and just not start worthy. So leave them on the bench.
I'm probably going to start Alan Lazard here. I mean, it might be scary. It might be the wrong move, but he just did too good a couple weeks ago. And I think I want to start Alan Lazard. Also, Aaron Rodgers. If you drafted Aaron Rodgers, you probably don't have a much better option. So, I mean, if you have him and you have to start him, I understand. I mean, I agree with you that it may not be very pretty, but especially as much as they've been running the ball. But I see what you mean, though.
What I'll say to that is if you drafted Aaron Rodgers and you're still starting Aaron Rodgers, you need to watch our show more because you should have Justin Fields or Geno Smith or one of these guys to help win your league.
Absolutely, guys. And if we missed any starts and sits in this episode, throw them in the comments section. Let us know if there's somebody you think that you could definitely start this week. And if you drafted Aaron Rodgers, you could go ahead and throw that in the comments section. And Rave says, yo, what up, yo. Rave? What's going on, buddy? You got a question for us, man? We're about to sign off, man. You better throw it in there.
Throw it in the air.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, don't forget that we're on Patreon now. So we've officially launched our Patreon. You go to patreon.com/fourthinflex. Guys, you're automatically entered in our signed DeAndre Swift jersey giveaway if you become a Patreon member over there. We appreciate you a lot. Don't forget to like this video. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you've gotten anything good out of this. And here's Graves' question, Trey. I got offered Juju and Singletary for Cooper. Huh.
Okay, so if that's Amari Cooper, I'm taking it all day. If it's Cooper or Kupp, I'm hanging on to Cooper Kupp still, but I like it. If it's Amari Cooper, I'd rather have Juju and Singletary.
You're going to hold on Cooper Kupp, huh?
Yeah, so he's on IR, and if you look, in our league specifically, he's supposed to be back week 15. That's the first week of the playoffs, baby. If you're playoff ready, boom, boom, boom. I guarantee you, as soon as that dude healthy, and I'm sure he'll be more healthy, healthier faster than other people expect because he's a freaking monster. He'll be back in, and I guarantee you he'll be right back to his same role.
He said it is Amari.
Yeah, but I would definitely take Juju and Singletary for Amari. I like that trade, especially giving me a little bit of running back depth. And Juju and Amari both kind of had the same kind of weeks up and down, back and forth. I think it's I would take the Juju Singletary side.
Yeah, yeah. Singletary went off last week, dude. I mean, I didn't see that one coming, I'll tell you that, man. This year has been wild, buddy. Wild, wild stuff. And he has only Henry and Rashad White as his running backs. But his receivers are Sutton, Godwin, Moore, Cooper, and Hollywood.
Yeah, I definitely like the trade. You should definitely take it.
For sure. For sure. Great stuff. We got any more questions in the comments section? If not, we're going to have to, you know, remind you yet again, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, please, we're begging you. Liking the videos, share this out, comment on the videos, big stuff, helps us out so much, guys. We appreciate you. Trey, you got anything else, buddy?
That's it, baby. But if y'all live in Fort Myers, Florida, hit me up and I'll get you a new roof, baby.
There it is. Safe. Hey, anywhere in the Florida area, Trey has got you with a roof. Rave says, I appreciate it. I made a shitty trade yesterday. Sorry, buddy. It happens. It happens sometimes. It's the name of the game. You know, sometimes you see it coming, sometimes you don't. Kenneth Walker Sanders for Godwin and Sutton.
Yeah, buddy. That's a shitty trade.
Yikes, buddy. He said he was desperate for receivers and no flex play.
Just come check out our waiver wire show. We'll help you on those receivers so you don't have to get rid of your best running backs.
For sure, bro. Hey, did you win, though? You needed the help. Did you win, Rave? I want to know the answer to that question because – I mean, if you really needed a W, I suppose. I mean, and Kenneth Walker didn't do amazing last week. I mean, who knows? Kenneth Walker could just, like, go downhill from here on out. Probably not.
It's possible.
But probably not because this kid is great. But, you know, who knows? I just want to know if this guy won his matchup. But that's all we got. That is everything. That is our show, guys. Thank you for watching so much. Guys, give it up for Trey over here doing the show in a Target parking lot in his truck. That's how much he cares about making sure he gives you guys what you need. Guys, buy a roof from this guy. We appreciate you. We love you, Trey.
All right, brother.
Oh, man, he lost. Rave lost. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Guys, we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
Perfect. It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league. Can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex. Be your ride or die. It's your boy Benny. Got my boy Trey over there.
Perfect.
Fourth and Flex Podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com.
Hit us up. You know we got you. See you there.